This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, as we get ready for the Final Four this weekend, I just want to ask you a question about the transfer portal thing, because I don't understand it.
I'm not going to be able to help you with this.
Well, I mean, you're a St. John's fan.
Yeah, but I still won't be able to help you with it.
And St. John's basically, I'm being told, to sign two great transfers, one from Providence, I think, right?
Yeah.
And one from Arizona State.
Yeah, they're paying those guys.
Right. So R.J. Lewis was what this past year?
Big East Player of the Year.
Well, he's a stud, right? Yeah. Why wouldn't you pay to keep him?
Why
are they letting him leave, and why is he in the transfer portal? And right now he's listed as the number two ranked player in the transfer portal. Why wouldn't you just keep him?
I don't. Maybe they wanted to. Maybe because he got benched, he was upset. Maybe he thinks he can get more money somewhere else in his last year. I mean, those are all possibilities.
Wouldn't you want a guy like that coming back for your team?
Well, of course, but it doesn't. I mean,
and that maybe Rick Pitino doesn't want him to come back.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he probably does. But. You know, it's like the Yankees wanted Juan Soto to come back. Someone paid him more.
Yeah, but they didn't really want him to come back. I mean, they wanted him,
they
threw out $700 million so the Yankee fan could say, well, they were legitimately in it. And then Steve Cohen gave him the suite, and they gave him $765 million.
Yeah.
The Yankees played the game. They were not going to sign Juan Soto. So don't get me started on that.
I think you just got started on it.
Well, that's because you got me started on it. I wanted to talk to you about the transfer portal, because I don't understand why, if R.J. Lewis is the second ranked player within the transfer portal, why wouldn't you keep him?
All right, this is from a couple days ago.
All right, thank you.
This is CBSSports.com. Lewis's potential divorce from St. John's had been simmering behind the scenes for weeks, and the rumbles grew even louder after Rick Pitino benched his star waiting
for
the
final right
five.
There,
hold on a second. All right. Wait, there's way more to this.
Oh, okay.
All right. It has nothing to do with the last game. Nothing. That hasn't changed anything, one source told CBS Sports. He wants to go pro. He wants to test the waters. Pitino thinks he's ready. They've talked about it, and the program has to move on to get someone. Hold on. Is this thing just to get someone else? There's nothing contentious, surprising, or antagonistic about it. That viewpoint was consistent in other conversations CBS Sports had with sources close to St. John's and Lewis.
By the way, I don't even know where he ranks right now in potential NBA prospects, but I don't see him like in the top 50.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear that that was a possibility for him. I mean, I said it very confidently when we were the day after. You know, they lost, and we were on the air a couple days after because it was Saturday, and I said, he's coming back. I said, there's no reason for him not to come back, you know, because he's not ready for the pros, and there would be, I mean, the success that he had with St. John's and Pitino, you would think that if he's going to play college, he's going to play with him.
Maybe he didn't go to class. Maybe he didn't pass enough classes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe there's some grade issue or something that we don't know about. This is why these guys all move from college to college to college. I don't know how they stay active and relevant.
Yeah, Bryce Hopkins is that Providence player.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I know you, it's a weird free agency, college sports, crazier than even free agency is.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating and hard to keep up with.
I mean, look, so they have him ranked as a five-star player. And he's going to transfer to somewhere, or he's going to test out the NBA?
Testing out the waters.
I don't know. This is the nutty thing. So I guess you got to root for the laundry. Everybody's going goo-goo for Gaga over St. John's because they sold out Madison Square Garden this year. And Rick Pitino has made it a national school once again. And they've had success. But you're losing your best player. I guess this is like what this happened. This is what happens.
Yeah. This is what happened. I mean, it happened in different ways in the past in college sports, and Rick Pitino was able to adjust to that. He's got to adjust to this. I mean, it's really St. John's being back was all that mattered to the St. John's fan. And the players who did it, you know, will be remembered, but really it was about the fact that the fans had gone through hell for a very long time and now had a team that actually was legitimate, was a two seed. Obviously, it ended poorly. But yeah, I don't think that, I mean, if they're good again next year, no one's going to be sitting there talking about R.J. Lewis. It's just not. They're going to be happy that the team's good.
They'll go on and they'll go play basketball. And it really, really, you know what it really comes down to? It's like, it's the coach that stays.
Sometimes.
It's really the coach's team. That's what you're rooting for. You're rooting for that coach.
Unless you're Maryland.
Yeah, then you got another coach. You got no players.
Buzz Williams.
Well, good. I guess it's a good hire. Seems like he's got a good track record. Seems like he's going, you know, the right direction. He's 52 years old. Maybe he can stay there for at least 10 years.
Maybe. Or but if he has success, he'll leave somewhere else.
Who the hell is going to play for him, because they already lost Jacoby Gillespie. He's their point guard. He's going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Looks like everybody at Maryland of any significance is either going to the NBA, which would be Derek Queen, or they are in the transfer portal right now.
Brent is his real first name.
Brent Williams.
Yeah, but, I mean, Buzz is way cooler than Brent. Homer's way cooler than Norman.
Exactly.
He just sticks with you, you know?
I like it.
Yeah. Big old Buzz.